at 7:04 Eastern Time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford. The station wants you to know that chronic fatigue syndrome affects more than 1 million adults. Go visit www.cdc.gov/CFS for the latest on diagnosis and treatment. This is a public service announcement of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and their chronic fatigue syndrome education campaign and the Nightwalkers here at WMFO in Medford. Anyway, I had a good day today. I don't know. Maybe I should have had a lousy day. That would have made all the difference in the world in this broadcast. Let me tell you what I just played in this last set of the first hour, which was all of two songs. Just heard Phil and the Frantics do Say That You Will. Originally released on the Sounds Limited label, 1965. I got it off the Best Of thingy, which was self-titled. Came out on Backus Archives in 1999. And then we kicked it off, the two-song set, with The Interns and The Trip. If it sounds familiar and you're into Boston radio, yes, Pip uses that as a background, or a backing track, or a bid, as we call it, on his show, Psychotic Reactions, which he has over at ZBC on Wednesday evenings. Anyway, and I got it, it was originally released on the Eastwood label, 1967, and I got off a compilation, You're Playing With Fire. You might know when. I used to have a lot of correspondence with the guy who ran Lance Records, a guy named Dick Stewart, and so I remember the name because he was after his same namesake as Dr. Strangelove, Dick Stewart, who played for the Pirates, Red Sox, and Phillies, and Angels in the 60s, in the late 50s. Anyway, that's my brush with fame. Coming up in about 54 minutes will be the lounge with Danny, Stephanie, maybe Patty. And coming up tomorrow night over Once Ballroom, 156 Highland Avenue in Somerville, check out the Dictators NYC, Liars, Gliders, Modifier, Stigmatics with MC Brian Young. He of the Crash Course for the Ravers, Brian Young's. Crash Course for the Ravers is every Saturday here at MFO. From 1 to 4, so check it out. It's Dictators, Liars, Gliders, Modifiers, Stigmatics at Once Ballroom tomorrow night. Doors open, I believe, at 7:30. I'm showing up earlier than that. They think I'm lost when I walk in there. Anyway, coming up will be this week's song that everybody knows and so much more. These are the Desperate Hours.
At least I thought he was my friend, for he came to me, said, I ain't got no place to go, man. I said, take it easy, for you can come to my house, for I'll find you a pillow to rest your weary head. Around my baby, let me tell you, baby, I'm mad with you. Like Alcabone, like Sonny Liston, yeah.
You know I'm mad.
Like Cassius Clay,
you know I'm mad.
Oh yeah, baby, let me tell you, I'm mad with you.
You know I'm mad.
I'm really mad with you, baby.
You know
could not afford. He started messing around with my baby. Then I told him I was mad. I said, baby, I'm mad with you. You better believe it, baby, I'm mad. I'm mad with you. Oh, yeah, baby, I'm mad. Like son of Liston, yeah. Like glass is clay.
Christ's sake.
This is Darlene Lacey, curator of the Candy Wrapper Museum, listening in from Candyland, California. Nothing makes me more desperate than listening to the sweet sounds of Alex Piandez on the Desperate Hours, WMFO 91.5 FM, Medford, Massachusetts.
Thank you.
722 Eastern Time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Yeah. Anyway, you just heard by request for Winthrop, Dick Dale and his Deltones, and Riders in the Sky. That was from, I believe, 1963. I got off the compilation. King of the Surf Guitar, Best of Dick Dale and his Deltones, came out in 1989 on Rhino. For that, Rose Lee. Now, on the record, it only says Rose Lee, and it's the name of the track is misspelled. It's Karen On. I think it's Rose Lee and Joe Mathis. Anyway, it was released on the Action label. I don't know when. I'm going to guess around 63, 62. And before that, Gary U.S. Bonds and Dear Lady Twist. And I know I played that probably about a month or two ago. Came out in 1962 on the Le Grand label. Before that, this week's song that everybody knows, Midnight Confessions by the Grassroots, came out in 1968 on the Dunhill label. And I went extra hard on the toothbrush on that one. Well, you could tell. You could barely hear it. Anyway, the 2 Plus 2s kicked it off. A band called the 2 Plus 2s. A track that was originally released on the IGL label out in Iowa. Unknown release date. But I got off the compilation IGL Roof Garden Dance Jamboree. Came out on RFRF about 25 years ago. The name of the track's called I'm Mad. 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636. Locally, 781-350-3264. And yes, all you newbies, or at least people you've outed yourselves as Desperate Hours listeners, and all you people that have, all you people that won't, are too shy, are too bashful, make an ID, make a bumper. All you got to do is mention WMFO, Alex, and Desperate Hours, and all the possible combinations, as well as your claim to fame, or lack thereof. Turn it into a WAV or an MP3 and email it to coffeeandsmokes@verizon.net. That's coffeeandsmokes@verizon.net. Yeah, those of you who have been torturing for a better part of 20-something years, that's the old Coffee and Smokes email address. I never got rid of it. I never throw anything out. And also, if you like the show and you're on Facebook, admit it, you are. Scroll over the Desperate Hours on WMFO Facebook page and like it. Yes, we signed up for shows. So I got my fingers crossed. I don't know. I can't complain. I do love it here, though. Anyway, coming up in about 35 minutes will be the lounge with Danny and Stephanie. Maybe Patty. Who knows? Let's get on with it. These are the Desperate Hours.
She's mean. Meanest girl you ever seen. She said, where's all your money? You got paid today. I said, I'm sorry, honey, but I spent it on the way. She said, I guess you spent it out in the town. I said, I'll give it to my girlfriend to get out of town. I said, I'll give it to my girlfriend to get out of town. She blew a top. Well, I thought she called a cop. My baby's mean. Meanest girl you ever seen. Jessel and she got a Remington. I said, well, baby, where you going with that gun? She said, I'll make it mighty simple, gonna make it mighty plain. I'm gonna shoot it through the head and blow out your brains. I'm gonna shoot it through the head and blow out your brains. My baby's me. I said she's me, meanest girl you ever seen. Oh, my baby's me. Yeah, I figured it was time to split the scene and leave it clean. Hey, I got a broom scoot, I ain't got no root. Yeah, I got a split before you hit. Bye, 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 baby.
This is DJ Lounge Laura Taylor of WMNF Tampa Community Conscious Radio. When I get desperate, I turn to Alex on The Desperate Hours on WMFO.
WMFO, we like to ask the important questions, such as, why Freeform? Well, it's been our tradition now for 45 years, and none of us here want to see that change anytime soon. Do you? If not, we need your help to keep WMFO Freeform by contributing to our annual donations drive. Anytime before April 13th, go over to donate.wmfo.org to support us in reaching our $5,000 goal. You will even receive a unique thank you gift. To see more about what our DJs have to say about keeping WMFO Freeform, visit facebook.com/WMFO Medford. That's facebook.com/WMFO Medford.
Howdy, hi. This is Mike Murray from the Whole Lotta Shakin' Radio Show in Rochester, New York. And you're listening to my partner in crime, Alex, keeping rock and roll alive one record at a time. Right here on the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford.
Wowee. That was an adventure. We passed the three-quarter pole and heading down the home stretch of the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Yeah, anyway, just heard Buddy Knox and something called Free-Eyed Man. It was all over the thing. I don't know. Anyway, came out in 1961 on Liberty. For that, the Five Americans and the B-side to Evil Not Love and Don't Blame Me came out in 1966 on the HBR label. Before that, the songs by request from Medford, Like No Other Man from the Introducing the Sonics. And that came out in 1967 on Jordan. I got something shiny past my face. Anyway, for that, J.J. Jackson and the B-side to But It's All Right. I'm wondering if he played anything on this, because he certainly didn't sing. Ain't Too Proud to Beg, the instrumental, 1969 and Warner Brothers. And we kicked it off with Mott's Men. They were from way up in the Lake Champlain region, and a track called She Is So Mean, originally released on the Lauren label in 1966. I got off the compilation Cry of Atlantis. Which came out 2006 and on Bacchus Archive. Ugh, I feel like my voice is changing. No, anybody says, oh, get it checked. I did get it checked out. It's acid reflux. Thing is, I can't lip sync this like Ashley Simpson could. Coming up in about 20 minutes will be the lounge. I always said the Desperate Hours. Oh, hopefully, the Desperate Hours will come from a merciful end. We'll be in the lounge with Danny and Stephanie and I'm assuming Patty. But meanwhile, you got me. Let's bring this old girl home. These are the Desperate Hours.
We'll be right back. This is Scott Gorky from Salem State Radio. I owe my current radio existence to the guy who trained me there, Alex of the Desperate Hours.
I need something that'll keep me awake, alert, and reckless all night long.
Thursday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. on WMFO.
It's not as stable. You don't know what to expect.
It's fun for most of your family, even that weird uncle you lock in your attic.
Lately I've been feeling blue. The kisses I've had mighty few. Mr. Sun, he treated me bad. Baby and I, we feel so sad. Oh, those sunburned lips. Oh, those sunburned lips. Sunburned lips keep me bust apart. At the beach we spent the day. My baby and I were feeling gay. Beneath the sun she stayed too long. Beneath the moon I sang this song. Oh, those sunburned lips. Oh, those sunburned lips. Sunburned lips keep me bust apart. Tight. Oh, those sunburned lips. Oh, those sunburned lips. Sunburned lips keep us apart. Sunburned lips keep us apart. Sunburned lips keep us apart.
Played it for her, you played it for me.
Well, I don't think I can remember.
If she can stand it, I can. Play it.
Yeah. They call her Coffee, because if you jab her, she'll cream you.
This is the end of your rotten life.
Coffee, the baddest one-chick hit squad that ever hit town.
All your friends are dead. Why kill them all?
Coffee, she's got a body men would die for. And lately, a lot of them have. Coffee's black. Coffee's hot. And sometimes, as sweet as sugar.
I know what you want to, and you're gonna get it.
Coffee. Always where the action is. A mean kind of super chick who don't take nothing off of nobody.
You want me to crawl? You want to spit on me and make me crawl?
See Coffee. Rated R. Under 17, not admitted without a parent. Look out, Harlem. Here comes Coffee, the godmother of them all.
Girl, I'll give it all to you. just don't stand a chance. I ain't no miracle worker. I do the best that I can. I ain't no miracle worker. Lord, I ain't no miracle man. I ain't no miracle worker. I ain't no miracle man. I ain't no miracle worker. I ain't no miracle man. I ain't no miracle
man. For the moment of mercy. Is this the end of Rico?
Time and they're playing that song. You know what that means? Hi, how you doing? These were the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Memphis. Mandatory listening for douchebags everywhere. Rock and roll, rhythm and blues, punk and pop track from the has-been, should-have-beens, would-have-couldes, and never worse from the 50s to the present day. My name is Alex and I serve up a steaming pile of compilation cuts and drill outs each and every Thursday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. Let me tell you what I played in this last set of the show. You just heard Jimmy Nee Offbeats channeling the Brogues with I Ain't No Miracle Worker, originally released in the Bofuzz label in 1966. I got off the compilation 60s Archives, Volume 3. Before that, John Leach did Put That Woman Down, originally released on the Lawn label in 1965. I got off the compilation Looking Stateside, released earlier this year on RPM. Before that, an unknown, well, it was a coffee radio spot. Before that, the Challengers did I Hear an Echo, released on Tri-Fi in 1962, and I got off the compilation All About the Girls, which came out last year on Cherry Red. The Fatimas did Hoochie Coo, originally released on Original Sound. I do believe that was recorded, produced by Kim Fowley. And I got off the compilation Girls in the Garage Part 2, the CD version. And let's see. There we go. Anyway, before that, Jerry Diamond from 1957 on Atlantic did Sunburned Lips, and we kicked it off with the Black and Blues and Come to Me, originally released on United Artists. Yes, that was a major label release. And I got off the comp, the Trash Box, came out and hit a bunch of years ago. Original release was in 68. Anyway, it's my time to go. They're getting antsy. Everybody's got to come.